For nearly 30 years, Valentino Dixon sat in prison, having been found guilty of a murder he didn't commit. Dixon finally had his conviction overturned and was granted release in September of 2018. While still in prison, he gained renown for his artwork, most notably his depictions of famous golf courses. Having spent time traveling the world, he returns to Buffalo this week to showcase his artwork at the Birchfield Penny Art Center. Don Metz is an associate director of public programming at Birchfield Penny. Upon meeting Dixon, Metz was struck by Dixon's dignity in the face of all he has endured.
For a guy that went through everything he went through and how everything emerged for him, he's a very sweet, intelligent, soulful, spirited person with a ton of grace.
Partnering with Birchfield Penny for this event is the Buffalo Jewish Community Relations Council, a social justice-minded group. Co-chair Nina Lukin says Dixon's post-release focus on criminal justice reform was appealing to the council.
He really brought to my attention, clearer than maybe articles and books and speakers I've seen, the inequalities that people of color suffer at the hands of the justice system and how it really constitutes one of the most pressing civil rights issues in the U.S. today.
Lukin has learned from Dixon the system isn't broken. It was intentionally set up to jail people of color at disproportionate levels. She says the Jewish Community Relations Council is working towards ways to reform the criminal justice system. Valentino Dixon's work will officially open Friday evening as part of M&T Bank's Second Friday. Thomas O'Neill White, WBFO News.